Welcome in to the Air Raid Sports Podcast. I am Chandler Carney, and with me as always, Brady Scott.
What up?
How you doing tonight, man?
I'm good. Just sitting in my truck, watching a cockroach crawl on the wall. You know, just regular stuff.
Just some good old boy country shit.
I guess.
You watching this Arizona State Cal game?
I was. It is a defensive struggle.
Yeah, you're telling me. I bet the over first half, 21. And I was actually hoping that Cal would score on that last possession and push it. So I didn't lose money, but didn't win money. Did not work out for me. But luckily, I have Arizona State plus 5. Yeah, I got a good line.
Somebody failed to mention to me that Luke Logan transferred to Arizona State.
So that's a true freshman kicker, and he doesn't have a deep leg. Okay. And
he ain't got a short leg either.
He came in clutch against Michigan State on the road. And the first field goal, you know, it was very makeable for him. But that second field goal that they attempted from deep.
That was a limit of his range. I don't think I would have tried him out there for that.
Yeah, I would have questioned that one a little bit. Because I don't think there's any wind at this game. You know what I mean? And if he's kicking with the wind, yeah, send him out there.
I think the announcers were saying that it was what little bit there was in his face.
Yeah, so I would have went for it there. You're in no man's land. Your defense really hadn't given up but one big play all game. So they're not struggling or anything. Yeah, I definitely would have just took my chances there.
Let's try and pin them back.
Well, yeah, that too. But I would have tried to get points. In my opinion.
But especially when you got the over. You need them points.
Yeah, maybe they can come through in the clutch and I won't lose any money tonight.
Hopefully not. I hope you don't.
Yeah, I took Duke plus 3, and that was a really good bet. I just went with my gut right at the last second. I think 3 minutes before kickoff.
Hey, man, that's all you got to do is just follow your gut. Or Austin Willie.
So Willie gave me some good advice last night. He told me to bet the Eagles, and you know how I felt about betting the Eagles after the Falcons debacle. And he's like, look, man, all I'm saying is a wise man told me one time the underdog can win two ways, but the favorite can only win one way. And I said, well, they can also lose two ways, you dumbass.
Yeah, but when you win, you win double, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that worked out because the Eagles covered, and that's who I took.
Good. That was not my forte.
So, what game this weekend kind of stands out to you the most that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to see now that it's official what Plumlee does against Alabama. I don't expect it to be close, but I'm just eager to see what he does. Some under the radar games that will probably be close that nobody cares to see. Minnesota at Purdue, Iowa State, Baylor. I think the best game of the week may end up being Kansas State at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good game.
Kansas State comes to Starkville early in the year and gets a win. Oklahoma State plays with Texas for a while, sort of falters at the end. I think that's a good matchup.
Yeah, I like the there's a few that stand out to me. I think the Mississippi State-Auburn game, I think that'll be a good game to watch. In my opinion, probably should have been the 2:30 slot on CBS. The Washington and USC game, I think that'll be a good game to watch. And I'm actually eager to see this Washington State game against Utah. And I want to see Washington State blew that big lead to UCLA last weekend. I want to see if they're going to bounce back, because wouldn't that just be the most Pac-12 thing ever? You lose to UCLA, and then you come back and beat the favorite for the Pac-12 championship on the road.
That is the most Pac-12 thing ever, my friend.
That's one of the reasons I took Arizona State, because Austin was asking me, well, you know, why are you taking them? Give me a reason to place a bet on them. I'm like, look, they play good on the road. This isn't Jaden Daniels' first true road game. He's been in hostile environments, and they won. And let's be honest, Cal's the last undefeated team in the Pac-12, and they can't have anything nice.
No, they cannot. They like to beat up on each other.
Yeah. A lot of Pac-12 talk, man. Let's reminisce for a second with the interview with Yogi Roth. What was that like for you?
It was pretty great. I enjoyed it. I felt like it went pretty well.
I think, man, he's just like that guy. He's got to be the nicest human being on the face of this earth.
Yeah, I know if I was him, I probably wouldn't have paid any attention to us as a podcast. But, hey, he gave us an interview and had a lot of good points.
Oh yeah, very smart guy, and he has his purpose in life, and he sticks to it. And if it doesn't fulfill that purpose, he's not going to do it. And that's something that I can definitely respect. And if you haven't heard that podcast, it's on our last episode, our last podcast, that interview. It's a really good. We've got a lot of feedback on it this week. So if you haven't listened to it, go give it a listen. Even if it's not for us, just for Yogi Roth and the kind of person that he is.
It's worth it just for him. Even if you skip the first part and just go straight to the interview, it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to skip the first part, he comes on about the 25-minute mark.
It's worth it. Update on the Roach. It is still sitting on the same brick. Well, for anyone keeping score at home.
It's probably not going to move unless you try to go mess with it.
I don't know. I'm just eager to see if it just sits there the whole time.
Well, since you're in your truck, update, Cal is driving down the field, and I think they're about to punch it in for a touchdown. First and goal on the 6.
Screw Cal. Screw Pac-12 officials.
Oh, we ain't about to get into that again, man.
That's all I got to say about that.
All right, so we're going to pick some games, and we can break down some games if you would like, Brady. I put what do you call it? Your second favorite team, your little brother, Oklahoma on here?
My alternate.
Alternate. Okay, that's what you call them. Texas Tech is going to Norman to play Oklahoma. Oklahoma's a 27-point favorite. And I don't know if you've gotten word, but Jet Duffy will be the starting quarterback at Texas Tech this Saturday.
Jet Duffy, it don't matter. I don't care who's starting quarterback for Texas Tech. Jalen Hurts is on a mission. He wants Nick Saban. He will not be beat by Texas Tech. Sooners dig.
Do you think that they'll cover at 27 points?
With Jet Duffy at quarterback, it could become a run and gun later. I think it's going to be close. Oklahoma's just going to score uber points. That's what makes it so hard, because they're going to hang 50, and you have to put your faith in their defense. I don't know. I just predict them to win. I don't care about how they win.
All right, we got BYU at Toledo. BYU's a 2.5-point favorite. This game's a little interesting. That's why I put it on here for us. BYU's got the win over USC, the win over Tennessee. They've been in some overtime games, and they've been doing a lot of traveling. Now they're going to Ohio to take on a very decent Toledo team. So who are you taking in this one?
They're prayed up, Cuzzy. I got the tubes.
I'm going to go with Toledo on this one. I think this is just 2.5 points at home. I like the home dog in this one to win outright. All right, next up we got Ole Miss at Alabama. Alabama is a 37.5-point favorite. Who are you taking?
I am a little bit naive when it comes to picking Ole Miss games. But I am not stupid. I will go Alabama this week.
Do you think they cover at 38?
Oh, yeah, we cover that.
You think Ole Miss covers?
Yeah, we're going to score at least 21 tomorrow.
Okay.
I think it's a 10-point at half if we're lucky. South Carolina played with them for a half. So can we.
Well, I mean, okay. You got a point there. I like the point you're making. The only difference, I think, is they played in Columbia and not in Bryant Denny with a true freshman quarterback making his first start. You know what I mean?
But The thing that helps us out, though, is there's no film on them. The only film you have on them is against prevent defense or high school. There's no film, so I think that at least gives us at least a quarter before that Nick Saban figures him out.
All right, well, I think it'll be a interesting plus thing to watch out for.
Plus, the Bama offensive line's been struggling, so maybe we can create some pressure early and stop the run game. I don't think it matters because they're just going to throw it. And their front seven on defense has four true freshmen. So I think that's a key contributor to the game. But Alabama still wins.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to take Bama as well. Next up, we got Wake Forest at Boston College. Wake Forest is a 6.5-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
I don't know if anybody's seen Boston College play, but last week they were fighting Rutgers for the worst Power 5 team in the country, so I'm going to go with Wake.
Yeah, I'm going to go Wake Forest also. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought you were gonna go with Boston College for a second.
I don't know, my friend.
Just the fact you have a tendency to pick the home dogs and not realize it. So that's why I thought Boston College was gonna be your go to. Next up, we got Iowa State at Baylor. Iowa State's a 3-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
I said it earlier. Early that Brock Purdy is probably the second best quarterback in the Big 12, and last week he made me look a little better, and I think this week he improves on that performance and keeps it going for me. I got Iowa State big.
I'm gonna go with Matt Rhule and Baylor on this one. I think that it's gonna come down to coaching, and I like Matt Rhule. Not saying I don't like Campbell, but I think Matt Rhule is going to edge him in this one at home. I'm going Baylor with this one. Next up, we got Minnesota at Purdue. Minnesota's a 1.5-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
If you're a follower of the show, you know how much I like to pick Purdue. But I have to row the boat on this one. Minnesota and PJ Fleck get it done.
You know, I haven't been high on Purdue this year. I picked them that one game. It made me feel bad because the game I picked against them, they were dedicating the gate to Tyler Trent. But I'm not big on Minnesota. They're undefeated. I understand that. But I'm going to go Purdue on this one.
Ooh.
All right, next up we got Mississippi State at Auburn. Auburn's a 9.5-point favorite. Who you got?
Auburn's defense is too much, but I think Mississippi State keeps it closer than a lot of people think they will. I think their defense keeps Auburn's run game in check for a little bit, and then they just bust it open like Auburn tends to do against teams. They're just going to wear on them, but I don't know if Mississippi State can score on that Auburn defense.
Yeah, something I wanted to talk about here real quick. We haven't heard a whole lot about we should fire Gus Malzone. He's not on the hot seat anymore. What are your thoughts on that? And do you think that, you know, if he loses two ball games or so, you think that they're going to be done with him?
Depends on who the losses are to. Mississippi State, possibly. LSU, depends on how he loses. And Bama, they're always going to want to fire you if you lose to Bama. That's the standard. You should beat Bama every year if you're Auburn. You should beat Auburn every year if you're Bama. That's just the standard in the state of Alabama. But I think he's back to calling plays, and you've seen an improvement in that offense getting back to what it was. And I think that's the key to their success and the key to him keeping his seat cool and keeping his job.
Yeah, I think that he never should have stopped calling plays. I think that that's the biggest reason why Auburn has struggled. Now you're looking at Bo Nix, who has really worked his whole life to fit into this system for Malzone. Yes. And he's calling now Malzone's calling the plays. And I like it because now he's saying, look, if I'm going to get fired, it's going to be because of me.
Yeah. And he recruits players to run his system and the vision he has for it in his head. And no one else runs an offense like Gus Malzahn. I don't care how hard you try, you can't do it. It's unique to him and him only.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, college football may not need Gus Malzahn, but college football is a lot more fun when Gus Malzahn's calling plays.
Oh, no doubt.
I like Auburn in this game. I honestly think that Auburn is a team that doesn't get enough respect for being undefeated. They beat a very good Oregon team week one. Now,
and then go on the road in a hostile environment, be the tough A&M team, or everybody thinks is good.
I honestly think that if Georgia keeps playing like they're playing, and if Kirby Smart keeps coaching like he's coaching, and Auburn is rolling in, I think Auburn has a really good chance to knock off Georgia.
I do too.
Because Kirby Smart right now is coaching like a little scared girl. And that's why he's been beaten by Alabama late in games twice.
It's because he's in the East, and it never hurts him until he has to play Bama.
Well, not even that. It's the fact that you go back and you look at those games. I was talking about this earlier. The reason I like Herm Edwards a lot is because he has a saying: "You play to win the game."
Yeah.
What he means by that is you play to win. You don't play not to lose. And Kirby Smart plays not to lose in those big games.
He does. He gets up and he's like, all right, I'm just going to try and hang on here. I don't care how ugly it is. We're just going to hang on. He's not going to step on anybody's throat.
And, I mean, especially when you're playing Alabama, you can't give them a glimmer of hope. So I think that is definitely something that I'm going to keep my eye on, and everyone else should too, because if Auburn's rolling, don't be surprised if they come out on top against Georgia.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Kansas State at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's a 4.5-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
Before I tell you who I'm taking, we have movement on the Roach. It is a go. But anyway, we have the air raid of Mike Gundy versus the ground and pound of Kansas State. This is the Air Raid Sports Podcast, so I'm going with the Oklahoma State Air Raid.
Nice pick. But before I give my pick, since you updated us on the Roach, I'll update you on this game. Arizona just punched it in. It's tied ball game at 14.
Arizona State.
I'm going to go with Kansas State in this game because I feel like they're going to control the ball and they're going to control the clock. I like Kansas State to take this one on the road. Next up, we have Stanford at Oregon State. Stanford is a 3-point favorite. And before you give your pick, KJ Costello has been ruled out for this game.
Well, that makes things easier for me. I'm going Oregon State.
Yeah, I'm going to take the home dog in this one with Oregon State. This is a game that I've been looking at and really one that I was thinking about gambling on, and I could never make up my mind. And I think that Oregon State's going to get it done. Just KJ Costello being out, he's a vital part to that offense. You heard Yogi talk about him last week. I mean, he's a true player. But Stanford's got to get back to the old look. We are going to hit you in the mouth, and we're going to play physical football. And I don't know where they lost that this year, but they've got to get back to that if they want to win. Next up, we got Ohio State at Nebraska. Ohio State's a 17-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
Ohio State, big. Nebraska still hasn't found their identity under Scott Frost, and I just think that Ohio State is too much on both sides of the ball. Weather could be a little bit of a factor. But with the two backs Ohio State has, plus Justin Fields, which is basically a third running back, and that defense against the run, you're not going to stop. You're not going to be able to get ground against them. I think Ohio State runs all over Nebraska and empties out the stadium by the end of the third quarter.
I completely agree with you on this. You know how much I hate to agree with what you say.
Yes, this is – you do hate it.
But I think that this is the most complete Ohio State team I've seen in the last 10 years.
If Justin Fields can play what he's done in the big games.
Yeah, and all signs are pointing to that he can do that. He's a special kid, got a lot of talent, but what really I think stands out the most to me is the season that J.K. Dobbins has had so far this year.
Yes.
I think that Fields deserves Heisman talk, but I also think that J.K. Dobbins deserves it as well. Maybe not as much, but
he's overlooked as a back because of Jonathan Taylor also in the Big Ten. I think that's why he's sort of overlooked a little bit.
I think that Jonathan Taylor may be the best running back in the college football, and it may not be close to some people, but I think Dobbins is right behind him. And so I'm going to go Ohio State in this one with the points. Next up, we got Kentucky at South Carolina. South Carolina is a 3-point favorite. Who are you taking?
I've picked against Kentucky the past 2 weeks. I took Florida in Lexington, and I took Mississippi State at home versus Kentucky. I'm going to flip it, and I'm going to take Kentucky to finally get an SEC win on the road.
I like Kentucky, but I'm going to go South Carolina on this one. I think that at home they're finally going to get that SEC win this season. And I think it'll be a good game. Next up, we got UCLA at Arizona. Arizona's a 6-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
UCLA with the big comeback last week to build confidence for them and the young quarterback DTR. I'm not going to buy into it quite yet and go with the more proven guy with Khalil Tate at home, and Arizona gets it done.
So when you pick some of your picks, sometimes you're like, for instance, when you pick Georgia State to cover against Tennessee and they ended up winning the game, and you said, look, I don't know what Georgia State's like, but I know what Tennessee's like. I'm not buying into the UCLA hype just because they win one ball game and come back from a big deficit.
They're going to have to do it more than once.
But I know what Kevin Sumlin's capable of. And even if they get up big, it wouldn't be the first time UCLA comes back and beats them. So I'm going Bruins on this one.
Ooh. You got me there. I thought you were going Arizona.
Look, man, when you're up big, when you're at Texas A&M, and I mean, you remember the game, we watched it together, and UCLA just marches back down and just sucks the life out of you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't trust Kevin Sumlin as a coach anymore. And
no, I don't trust him either. I'm just going with Khalil Tate as the best player on the field.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, but I think they're going to need more than Khalil Tate for this one. Because I really think UCLA and Chip Kelly are tired of people saying how much they suck.
Yeah.
We got Washington State at Utah up next. Utah's a 6.5-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
We all know how much I love Mike Leach. We all know how much I love Mike Leach. But I can't pick against Utah at home. Something about me won't let me pick against them at home. Well, especially coming off a loss to USC.
I think both of these teams coming off losses. Utah is a very, very, very good football team at home. They're a very good football team in general. But I really think that Mike Leach has challenged his players, especially his defense, and called them out in press conferences, telling them, you know, you're soft. You play like a little bunch of little girls. I really think they're going to come out and make a statement in this game. So I'm going Wazoo with this one. Next up, we got one of the better games of the night, two ranked teams, Virginia at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a 10.5-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
I hate Notre Dame more than anybody, but I have a little bit of respect for them after what they did walking into Athens and making it a game last week. Virginia's in the ACC. They're not named Clemson, so they're trash. ACC is Clemson and trash. So I'm going to go Notre Dame.
Yeah, I mean, I like Notre Dame with the points. Also, Notre Dame did play very well in Athens last week, but goes back to what we were talking about with Kirby Smart earlier. If he would have let Jake Fromm open up the offense other than one drive, that wouldn't
have been. They won by three scores.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been a ball game. So I'm going Notre Dame with a point on this one. I don't buy into Virginia. So last up on our list for college football, USC at Washington. Washington's a 10.5 point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
USC trots out their third string quarterback, true freshman. Big win last week at home that he manufactured versus Utah. We've seen this before. Slovis goes on the road to BYU, loses a heartbreaker. I don't remember this guy's name, but he's going to go to Washington.
Matt Fink.
And lose. Matt Fink. He's going to go to Washington and lose a heartbreaker. Washington. Barely.
I like Washington in this game, and I think that they're going to cover in this game because I think that loss to Cal kind of just put it in Jacob Eason's mind. And you know, I've said this before the season started that if – and you did also – that if Washington's – if you look up and Washington's undefeated, you know, 5-6-0, don't be surprised if Jacob Eason is in the Heisman talk. And
oh, no doubt.
With if they don't lose to Cal and he doesn't struggle in that game, he's in this Heisman talk right now. So I think that has kind of motivated them, the Huskies. So I'm going UW at home with the points in this one. Next up, we got our Air Raid Dogs. I'm going to take Kansas on the road against TCU. They're a +15 underdog. I think they cover in this game, and I think they have a chance to win outright.
Bold pick with Kansas. I think TCU's pissed coming off the loss to SMU.
Well, that was one of the factors that made me want to pick Kansas. You know, SMU, which SMU is a very good football team. Don't get me wrong.
I think SMU is better than Kansas.
I think so. I think so too. But I think also they probably exploited TCU a little bit and. You know that Les Miles is going to control this ball and control the clock. And I just don't think TCU is going to be up to that challenge with this fast-paced offense they try to go with a true freshman quarterback. So that's why I picked them. Who are you
taking? I'm gonna take USC at Washington to cover at 10.5. I said Washington was going to win, mostly because – Yogi came on the show and said Washington's probably going to beat both USC and Utah because they have both of them at home. But I think USC keeps it very close and loses by a field goal.
Yogi also said that USC would probably go to the Pac-12 championship game. So, who knows? We probably could see a rematch also. All right, we'll get into our NFL picks now. First up, we got Panthers on the road at the Texans. The Texans are a 4-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
Don't trust Kyle Allen. Do trust Deshaun Watson. Texans.
I'm not saying that I trust Kyle Allen. I'm saying that Kyle Allen's never been given a chance since he's been out of high school. He was the number one quarterback in his class. And I know stars doesn't mean anything, and I know all that probably doesn't mean anything. But a lot of people don't know this. He goes to Texas A&M, same class as Kyler Murray, and they're splitting reps. They're doing something, and then they both leave. And he goes to Houston, and nobody ever really hears about him anymore, but he had a pretty decent career at Houston. And then he goes, and he's been backing up Cam Newton for a while, and then he comes out last week, and he plays that game. I like the Panthers on the road in this game. So I'm going to go Panthers. Jaguars at Broncos. The Broncos are a 3-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
Minshew Mania. Can't bet against the mustache. He met Uncle Rico. They took a picture. Jaguars by 90.
I like the Jaguars in this game too. And it's not so much that I think the Jaguars are really, really, really good or anything like that, but the Broncos are trash. They haven't played well. And so I'm going to go Jaguars on this one.
No Jalen Ramsey, no problems.
Vikings at Bears. The Bears are a 1.5-point favorite. Who are you taking in this one?
The Bears.
Yeah,
they're my Super Bowl pick. I have to.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bears also in this game. I know that Matt Nagy said some mean things to Mitchell Trubisky on the sidelines, but maybe it got him going. You know what I mean?
It's just tough love, man. You got to be able to accept it.
You're right about that. Next up, we got your Browns at the Ravens. Ravens are a 7-point favorite. Who you taking?
I'm going to try to reverse the script. I'm going to pick against the Browns, hoping they win. Ravens.
I think the Browns are going to win this game. I mean, I think what changed my mind is, look, I give you a hard time about Baker Mayfield and his struggles and everything like that, but I really think that Freddie Kitchens is going to turn this thing around. But also, I don't believe that the Ravens are as good as everybody makes them out to be. I know that they've won ball games, and Lamar Jackson's looked good. But now we're getting into the meat of the schedule, and you're playing some pretty decent teams. So I'm going to go Browns on this one.
I hope you're right, man. I'm glad they lose it.
Sunday night game, Cowboys at Saints. The Cowboys are a 2.5-point favorite. Who are you taking?
The Dome will be loud. Is this afternoon or Sunday night?
It's Sunday night game on NBC.
Okay. The Dome will be deafening. And guess what?
What?
Dak is finally playing defense this year. We're finally going to see what he's made of. If he comes out and does what he's been doing, I think they win. I think the noise in the Dome is too much. He's finally facing a decent defense. The Saints get it done at home.
Well,
Dak proves that he can't throw again.
I like where your head's at picking the Saints. But I'm going to throw out a fact to you. You may not realize this, but the Saints are ranked 28th in total defense this season. And you factor that in with the third-ranked offense. I don't really think he's going up against a great defense. But
the crowd is a part of that defense.
I am taking the Saints. And listen, in the NFL – It's really hard to go up against someone that's just so much better than you. Like Ole Miss and Bama, you know we're true Ole Miss fans, but we're taking Bama because we're not stupid. I think in the NFL, anybody can beat anybody. So you'll very, very rarely see me pick against the Saints. Definitely not picking against the Saints at home. Taking the Saints in this one.
Definitely not with Chris Clark's Cowboys.
I actually muted Chris Clark on Twitter this week, so I didn't get into didn't get anything stirred up.
You didn't miss nothing.
Well, you got any final thoughts you want to add to this before we wrap it up?
Final Roach update of the night. He is out of sight.
Is he, or are you just going blind?
Oh, I ain't going blind. He's out of sight. I don't see it. He gone.
All right, well, this has been another episode of the Air Raid Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney. You can follow me on Twitter at MrCarney_14. He's Brady Scott. You can follow him on Twitter at BWalt_8. And we thank you for listening.